The National Guard has closed facilities across the country because of lead contamination. Lead dust from indoor firing ranges is toxic and hard to clean up. The shutdown follows an investigation by the Oregonian newspaper. KUOW's John Ryan reports on the Guard's lead problems here in Washington.
The National Guard trains and practices at buildings called armories. It also rents out those armories for community events. At the armory in Kent in 2012, children sang to Santa Claus before he handed out presents to all the girls and boys. Guard documents show that children's toys and backpacks were stored in a room that used to be a firing range. Despite cleanup efforts, tests in January showed lead dust on the floor of that room at 17 times the federal standard. Guard officials say they shut down rentals in Kent, Olympia, Snohomish, and six armories in eastern Washington as soon as they found out they had too much lead. Karina Shagrin is a spokesperson for the Washington Guard.
I get why the public might be concerned. We totally understand that. We are doing the responsible thing and closing off these areas to our employees and the public, and we're moving as quickly as possible to take care of this issue.
Guard officials say they've been addressing lead more aggressively than in many other states. Guard officials also say those toys at the Kent Armory were all boxed up and protected from lead dust. Bruce Lanfear is a toxicologist at Canada's Simon Fraser University. He says the 15-year-old federal cleanup standard the Guard is using won't protect children. At the levels of lead dust the Guard is aiming for,
about 1 in 5 kids would be lead poisoned.
Scientists now say for children, there's no safe level of exposure to lead. The Washington National Guard expects to resume renting out its newly cleaned Kent Armory in January. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.